Report: Democrat Ruben Gallego readies political team for potential battle against independent Kyrsten Sinema. By Jacob Bliss on January 5, 2023. Representative Ruben Gallego, Diaz, has been readying a political team to take on Senator Kyrsten Sinema, Diaz, who recently became an independent, for her seat in the U.S. Senate during the 2024 election cycle. Gallego has been taking the crucial steps necessary for taking on the incumbent Arizona independent senator this cycle, including hiring a pollster, hiring a digital firm, interviewing paid media firms, and securing veteran Senate campaign staff from successful 2022 campaigns, Politico reports. The Democrat congressman has been looking for staffers from Senator Mark Kelly, Diaz, and he hired Danny Carroll as a finance director, as well as Senators John Fetterman, DPA, and Raphael Warnock, DGA, the report noted. He has also reportedly enlisted a former aide to Bernie Sanders' 2020 presidential campaign, Chuck Rocha, to oversee the Latino outreach effort, which will play a big part in Arizona. Gallego's move towards making a Senate bid against Sinema has grown over the recent months, especially after the now independent switched political parties late last year. However, running against Sinema has been considered risky if she decides to run as an independent and not in the Democrat primary, as it could ultimately split the vote and help the Republican win the seat. Politico also acknowledged that Gallego is looking to build a sizable war chest to compete with Sinema, who reportedly received over 25,000 individual campaign donations after reports came out that she filed paperwork to run as an independent, even though she has yet to make an official announcement. Comparatively, the latest campaign finance report showed Gallego only had $1.1 million, while Sinema has $7.9 million in the bank. A spokesperson for the senator, Hannah Hurley, did not provide a comment to Politico for the story but pointed to Sinema's remarks, stating that she is not currently focused on politics. For Gallego, Politico reported that one of his top consultants, Rebecca Katz, would not say when an official announcement would be but said soon. Evidentially, this all comes as Breitbart News reported on Thursday that the 118th Congress started with the Senate Democrats appearing to have not yet named anyone to lead the campaign committee charged with keeping and expanding the party's majority in the upper chamber as members start to announce retirement and a 2024 map favoring Republicans looms. The Democrat Senatorial Campaign Committee, DSCC, will have to try to keep, if not expand, the 51-seat majority in a year favored for Republicans. That includes potentially spending millions on protecting Sinema if the chair chief chooses, in addition to some Democrat senators running in states that have turned redder over the years and open seats from retiring members. In 2024, 23 of the 33 Senate seats up for re-election are currently held by Democrats or left-leaning independents. Former President Donald Trump won 6 of the states by double digits in at least one of his presidential elections. Jacob Bliss is a reporter for Breitbart News. Write to him at jbliss@breitbart.com or follow him on Twitter @JacobBliss.